Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, a little hot, a little humid here in Maine where I live. And it's going to be on the toasty side. So that should help the gardens to really make up for some lost time. And this morning we'll tell you about what's happening with the insect world and the disease world in the gardens. And it's starting to really become a problem. The Japanese beetles are now out in full force. The Asiatic lily beetles are really eating up the lily plants. Gypsy moth. Now, there's an insect that you don't hear of very often, but I've had a couple of calls in the last 2 weeks. And I was out in Northeastern doing a property consultation. And these people have gypsy moth all over the place. So I took a detour instead of taking the main roads to get back home and saw gypsy moth in many, many areas. So next year could be the year. And if you're not familiar with it, right now, what I'd like you to do when you get a chance is to go outside and look at your trees. And usually they only eat deciduous trees, leaf trees. But this year they're eating evergreen trees, white pine. They're eating blue spruce, green spruce, and also eating some of the fir trees. And I was totally amazed because usually they'll go to the evergreen trees at the point where there's no more leaves left. Well, it's everywhere. And the way that you know, other than the holes in the foliage, look at the trunk of your tree. And you will notice a white moth, about an inch, maybe a little bit larger. And they're in the cracks and crevices of the bark. And they're laying eggs. And the egg masses are kind of a golden brown color. And she's just there laying eggs until she has no energy left. And each egg mass will contain up to 100 eggs. They will make 100 caterpillars in the spring. So look at your trees. You could look on the side of the house. Any place where you have a garden, and you'll be amazed. And hopefully you don't have too many. And they'll hatch in the spring. They'll climb up the tree. And they'll defoliate the tree. Now, if you have them, the best way to deal with them, if it's a thick bark tree, and you want to have a little bit of fun, get a little portable torch and just kind of cook the egg masses. You'll hear them pop like popcorn. Or if there really is a lot, get some all-season oil and really spray the tree as much as you can from the ground up the stems. Unfortunately, there's a lot on the top of the tree too, but the more you can kill on the ground, the better you'll be. So they're very active. The Japanese beetles, of course, are mating like crazy. They're eating their weight in foliage every single day. And you look at that little beetle and you say, that little thing can't make that much damage. But you figure, if it weighs an ounce, it's eating an ounce of foliage every single day. And now more and more are coming out. We haven't even hit the peak season. They're mating. They're going to be laying eggs in your lawn. And, you know, we'll have to talk about what to put in your lawn so that we don't have a problem with them destroying your lawn like they did my front lawn. I'm waiting for the cooler temperatures of the late summer, early fall. And I've got to reseed about two-thirds of my lawn. I thought it was going to be okay. I fed it. It greened up a little bit. And it just went downhill from there. And a huge area. And I dug in the ground, covered with Japanese beetle grubs. So I put down grub control. And hopefully I've killed most of those. But they're beginning to fly. And that's not a good sign. And then the other thing that's attacking your lawn besides the beetle, those of you that have a shady lawn or you have blended a fescue grass seed with your lawn seed, which is perfectly right to give you different texture and different feelings and just giving it a beautiful appearance due to the muggy weather and due to the rain that we had last month, very, very heavy. And now it's the humidity. And if you have a sprinkler system, please, please, please do not run it after 5 o'clock at night. If you irrigate your lawn at, let's say, 8 o'clock at night, when it's getting dark, your lawn will stay wet all night. It won't have a chance to dry. And red thread will spread very, very quickly. So what I'd like you to do while you're out there looking for the gypsy moth is look at your lawn. And you'll see little dead areas or browning areas, anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. And if you get down on your knees, you'll notice that the fine bladed grass, the fescue, will have a pink tinge to it, or a red stripe, and that's red thread. Now, two things that spread it: rain and a dull lawnmower blade. And if you've never had red thread before, you're having somebody mow your lawn, it would be to your advantage, and I know it's going to be a nuisance for the people mowing your lawn. Take the hose out, leave it near the driveway, and when they come to mow, tell them that you want them to wash the underside of the mower, where the blade is, with the hose. Because if they just came from a house that had red thread, some of that grass is stuck on the underside of their mower. When they get to your house, they begin to mow, some of it falls, and now you have the problem. So it's spread with somebody else's mower coming into your yard. There are disease controls that will take care about it, and we'll talk about that today. But those are the real big problems: red thread Japanese beetles and the gypsy moth. And then there's, due to the humidity, powdery mildew. Powdery mildew is a white dust that forms on the foliage of your lilacs. It will form on the X-berry azaleas. In your perennial garden, if you have bee balm or tall phlox, they will get hit with that white kind of a dusting on the foliage. And then in the vegetable garden, it will attack your cucumbers, your melons, your pumpkins, your squash. So that's another thing to be on the lookout for. And in your tomato garden, that little tomato green hornworm is due any day. Some of you may already have the initial signs of this big green caterpillar eating your foliage. And last but not least, look at your tomatoes and look on the underside. And if the underside has a black spot, it's called blossom end rot. Pull the tomato off, throw it away, and listen in today, and we'll tell you what to do.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. So write it down, 855-660-4261. It's early in the program, and you can get right through, so call right now. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, who do we have up first?
First up today, we've got Roger from Maine. He's got a question about his tomatoes.
Okay, Roger, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Good, I love your show.
Thank you.
I've got a blight in the tomatoes. I'm starting from the bottom, the leaves yellowing, and I know you've mentioned before what to do for that, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay. With this humidity and the rains that we've had, of course, they've been scattered, but it's created a problem. It's known as the late blight, and it's not something that you want to fool around with. Go to your local garden center, and you can pick up one of two products. One of them is made by a company called Organocide, and the product is called Plant Doctor.
Plant Doctor, okay.
And then the second product is made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and it's called AgriFos, AgriFos. And both of these products were designed for the grape industry, and they are organic. And what you need to do is you need to get the product, follow the recommendations on the package, and then as far as mixing, and being that you have the problem, I would remove the yellow leaves on the plant. Spray the foliage every week until this problem stops. And it may take 3 weeks for this product to get into the plant and to start doing its job. This is the same disease that hits in patients. And you'll have a beautiful looking impatient plant, and then all of a sudden the little tiny leaves begin to rot and fall, turn yellow. And if you're noticing that, it's the same blight. It's called downy mildew is the technical name for it, but it's a late blight on tomatoes. And it is organic, and you can use it on either the plant doctor or the Agrifos can be used on fruits, on berries, on shrubbery that may have a disease problem. And it will take care of root rot and downy mildew, black spot that you get on roses and some of your flowering crabs, fire blight, which would be a blackening of the stems on your pear trees. So it's a good product. It's safe. It's organic. But in the tomato garden, if you're getting yellowing leaves and you're watering correctly, get some plant doctor or Agrifos and spray, spray, spray until you've got it under control.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. And we appreciate
the
phone call. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire, and he also has a question about his tomato plants.
Tom, good morning.
Good morning there, Paul. You just answered our questions about the yellowing on the leaves of the late blight. But we have another question on we've planted a goji plant.
Okay.
G-O-G-I.
Yep.
And we were wondering, is there a fertilizer that we can use on that that would be beneficial?
I would use something organic like Plant Tone. Plant Tone is all organic. And the other thing that you could add to really boost it would be a product made by the same company called Agrifos. And it's full of beneficial bacteria and microbes.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. with supernatural silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Kyle, who's up next?
We have Tony in South Carolina.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got cucumbers and balsam butternuts that are dying. This spring, I decided I wanted to, you know, I ran out of room in my garden, and I started a whole different garden.
Okay.
And then I went for a third spot. These spots are 30 by 30 or 900 square feet.
Wow, and that's this a big area.
Sir?
Yeah, I said that's a good size area.
Yeah, and it was centipede grass. I'm in South Carolina, so centipede grows really well down here. And I tilled it up. I put down about 4 pounds of 6618, super rainbow fertilizer. Tilled that
in. Okay.
And I had a bunch of limbs that had come down. So I piled up about a 4-foot-tall pile of saplings from hardwood, covering that whole 900 square feet. I burnt that to the ground, tilled that in. Half of that area I planted in a painted mountain corn, and then the other half I split that in half. So I have, 225 square feet per patch. I put in Waltham butternut and then a Market Moore 76 cucumber. they started out wonderfully. They grew big. It filled in the whole area. It reached outside my fence. It was running across the lawn. You know, the vines are doing great. I'm eating cucumbers. I'm eating squash. And then I noticed on one vine that the leaves started turning brown at the edges, quickly worked its way to the stalk, then down to the vine, then it spread out the vine, then it spread to the other vine, and, you know, all the leaves are just dying. So I've got squash laying all over the ground, and there's no vegetation left at all, and I didn't know what that was. And I've already gotten my crop out of it, so I'm happy with that, but I'm worried that, you know, something's going to happen to stop me from doing it next year. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, did you already pull it all out?
No, it's all just still sitting there with the squash, still where it is.
Okay. What I want you to do, go where the vine came out of the ground, okay, and take a sharp knife, and I want you to split the stem. There's a possibility that it is a borer that got into the vine.
And if you go way in, it even got out.
Yeah, so what he did is he ate his way in and then ate the center of your vine out. And by splitting your stem, and the vine's already dead, see if it's hollow. And just continue to slice it until you either find the grub or you find an exit hole. And if that's the problem that you find, then you had a grub, not a grub, a borer that got into your vine.
Kind of like a wire worm.
Yeah, and that's something that in the future you can take care of. And believe it or not, an old-time gardening friend of mine, his name is Jim Crockett, and what he told me was he would take his wife's pantyhose, cut off the legs, take the toe of the nylons, push it into the ground, and then he would wrap loosely, but a little firm, the stem of any of the vine that hits, because it will hit squash, it will hit melons, and cucumbers, and go about 18 inches. And what happens is it's a little white moth, and the moth comes in the garden. It lays the eggs on the stem. The eggs hatch, and then they bore into the plant. And by wrapping it with an old pair of nylons, so that when they do lay the egg, they lay it on the nylon, and the little worm can't get his way in.
Gotcha.
If you can't find an old pair of nylons, and today they don't wear them like they used to, buy some burlap and cut the burlap into a 3-inch strip and wrap that stem for about 18 inches, and that will do the same thing.
So the moth lays it right near the base or anywhere along the stem?
It will lay the egg near the base up to 18 inches.
So I need to protect, you know, the first 2 foot of the stem, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you do that, then you really should not have a problem, because the moth will land on the ground. It will walk over to the stem, walk on the stem, find a place to lay the egg, and then deposit the eggs on the plant. They hatch, they bore into the plant, and they eat out the center, and slowly the plant falls apart.
All right, and one more question about spacing, because I'm trying to harvest seed.
Okay.
Waltham butternut was the squash, and Marketmore 76 was the cucumber, and they were planted in an area, you know, the beginning of the stems, you know, were 12, 15 feet apart. But, of course, you know, they overlapped. So I'm worried about cross-pollination.
Oh, no. You mean as far as the squash pollinating the cucumber?
Yeah.
No, you won't. You will not have a problem with that.
Well,
if you had,
for next year, if, good.
Yeah. See, if you had butternut and summer squash, or acorn squash, being it's the same family, then you right. could end up with some very unusual varieties. But
yeah, I understand.
It's two separate families, and there will be no contamination of the seed.
Excellent. So I got seed for next year. That's great.
Yep.
Well, thank you,
you
Paul.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
I appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Kyle, who's up next?
We have Elliot with the gypsy moth problem.
Elliot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about the gypsy moth. Are you finding them?
Last week I noticed the gypsy moths were laying their eggs on apple trees. And years ago, we had gypsy moths. Everything east of Worcester, Mass. Was wiped out by gypsy moths. And
yep.
we took duct tape, 2-inch duct tape, and put it around the trees, sticky side out.
Yep.
And when the moths, when the caterpillars come down at night, and they drop down at night, and then in the morning they walk up the tree trunk. And when they get their paw, the first leg, on the sticky duct tape, they stop. And other moths come up behind them, and they stop. And you have a big carpet of gypsy moths around the base of the tree below the tape. And the moths
right.
just sit there, and in a day or so, they die, and you get about 2 inches of dead moths on the base of the tree. So the way to stop these moths from going up your favorite tree is to put 2-inch duct tape, sticky side out, and that'll get rid of them on that tree.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. And when you're doing the duct tape with the sticky part up, you want to make it a band, not just the width of the duct tape. Make it double if it's a good-sized tree, and if it's a big tree, make it 3 wrappings of it. Because what will happen, especially if there's a high population, as you said, the first one comes up the tree, it hits the sticky tape, it can't get locked, can't get off. Another one will crawl right over it, and that one will get stuck. And over time, they'll almost build a bridge of dead caterpillars that are stuck to the duct tape. And then eventually they can just walk right over all of the dead bodies. So check it often. And then the other thing is to use an all-season oil on the eggs. And if you look at your trees and you can see the egg masses, you can spray it with the all-season oil.
Yeah.
If it's on a fruit tree, then what I would do is I would bring either a sponge or a cloth and wrap it in, dip it in bleach and kind of scrape them into the bucket.
Yep.
And then you can take that and you can dispose of it. You can take a coffee can and put about a 1/2 inch of gasoline in it and scrape up those egg masses, because each egg mass will contain over 100 eggs for next year.
Yeah, it's amazing that one moth can lay that many eggs.
Yeah, and the thing that happens, Elliot, is the female moth cannot fly. So she lays on the tree. The males are brown. The female is white. And the brown male will fly around looking for the white moth. And when he does, they mate. He flies on to another one, and the female moth will lay eggs until she has no energy in her body, and then she dies. So you can have a major problem very, very quickly. And
About 30 years ago, we had a big infestation here in eastern Massachusetts, and I found that this duct tape did the trick on just your biggest trees. Of course, you can't go through the whole forest with duct tape, but if you got a few big white pines or whatever on your yard, put the duct tape around it, and that took care of it very nicely.
Yeah, it does work very, very well, but, you know, you're right. I can remember in the 70s and 80s, I worked at a big garden center in Scituate, Massachusetts. And they, at that time, they said that it would eat only leaf trees.
Yeah.
Well, they ate all the leaf, and then they went to the needle evergreens.
Yeah, we know better.
Yeah, and I can remember driving down the main road, and you could see into the woods a half a mile because they defoliated everything. So if that's the situation, fertilize your trees. Get a product called Tree Tone. It's organic. And fertilize the trees now to help promote some new growth, and that will help to repair the damage.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for Lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests like grubs and mole crickets for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. With this humidity, and some of you are getting a lot of rain, check your basement to see what the smell is. And if it's got that musty, moldy smell, there is an organic product that you can spray in your basement, on the walls, on the floor, called Shoe Mold. S-H-O-O-M-O-L-D. And you open up your basement windows, you open up your bulkhead stairs, put a paper mask on your nose, and just spray it. And it will kill the mold and mildew in your basement, and that musty smell will disappear, and it will work for up to a year. So if you go down in your basement and you went, oh my God, I can't believe the smell, get some Shoe Mold. And you can find it at like Aubuchon Hardware, nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. But check out those locations, and that will solve your problem. Okay, Kyle, who's up next?
Next we have Alan in Massachusetts with the raspberry problem.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what's happening to the raspberries.
I got the forsythia coming up in it. There was a forsythia plant pretty close, and now all of a sudden it moved into the raspberry and is growing good in that nice soil. So what do I do?
Well, right now, it's too hot to try and move it. If you can wait until the end of August, yeah, then you could dig out the forsythia, relocate it to a different spot on your property, and then cut it back by a third, just to help balance, because you won't be able to dig up every single root. So dig it up, relocate it, really make it wet and keep it wet, and cut the top back by one third to balance the root loss in the moving of the plant, and then everybody will be happy.
You know, I want to get the forsythia out of the raspberries. I don't care about it. What about the? I want to save the raspberries.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you just want to get rid of them,
yeah,
then just get in there with a pair of pruners and cut them right flush to the ground. If you're able in some areas to grab a hole of the forsythia plant and pull it, because it is shallow rooted, it should come right out of the garden. But if you can't pull it out, then just be careful that you don't cut the raspberries and cut them right at the soil line.
Okay, and that'll kill them, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
How to do it. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye now. If you need some help with something that's bothering you or your garden, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Kyle, who's up next?
Richard and Mass with a mold problem.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about the molds. Where are they, in your lawn or in your gardens?
No, it's in the attic and in the cellar on the walls.
Okay. And it's giving you a musty smell?
Yeah, it gives you the musty smell, but I want to get it off the walls or spray it with some kind of chemical or something you have.
Okay. The best product and the only product that I know that really works, because I have used it. My wife, we were living in an apartment when we were first married, and she developed a wicked allergy, went to the doctor, went and ran some tests, and it was mold and mildew. So I treated my apartment, which was a basement apartment, with shoe mold.
No.
And then when we bought the house, the problem happened again. We sprayed the basement spring and fall, and it works beautiful. Now, let me give you a phone number. 617-969-1287. Call them, and they'll tell you of a location near you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.